by Bill Warner, retired professor at Tennessee State University, brilliant analyst, and I would say master inquisitor of the extreme vetting idea. 92 questions we went over last week on Wednesday with Bill before his arrival for half an hour. Now he's here for a full hour. Bill?
No. I can only be on for a half hour today.
Oh, a half hour. Okay, we better be efficient.
I've already been on the phone for 2.5 hours.
Are you? So you're running out of steam, but I'm sure you're full. You have a half hour of steam left in you.
Well, you'll pump me up.
That's okay. Here's what I want to ask you, the question. When you see the situation of the extreme vetting, I'm yet to find a list of questions that they use for their extreme vetting, because I think it's 87 or 89% of Muslims around the world are not asked questions. Plus, it's not just a, quote, Muslim vetting. We're vetting for people that are coming from Yugoslavia, where people like George Soros' drug trade, illegal drug trade, comes out of Yugoslavia, Europe, or from Russia, the Russian mafia bringing in drugs and illegal activities in the United States and Western nations. We want vetting from any nation, Colombia, Central America, MS-13. Vetting should be basically identifying anybody who could cause us trouble. Your list of questions and the way you do it is masterful. I'd like you to kind of explain how you structure them, because we had those questions up. I actually read them off before we had you on last week. And I'd like you to explain. You get a good example was your one about wife beating and about the Quran, like the hadith that talks about, do you agree with the hadith and wife beating, or do you agree with the surahs of the Quran that talk about doing like Muhammad, who did, I think, 29 jihads before he was finished, which includes killing the kafirs, like killing over 800 Jews one time, and I think stealing their fig groves. So let's talk about that for a moment and kind of explain how you structure your questions and whether or not you've had any success or even desire to know what the question list is from the inquisitors at the border. What's the story?
I've never even thought about asking them what they do. I don't know that I could stand the pain when they gave the answer.
You're a comedian too, aren't you? So tell me what did you find?
What did you find? Here's what you want to do, and it doesn't really these questions have any meaning to you. You need to know what Islam is. You need to know what the Quran is. You need to know what Sharia is, because what we're interested in people. There's two forms of harm that anyone can bring to our nation. One is raw violence, the jihad of the sword.
Right.
You know, I'm not really so interested in jihad of the sword. We have professionals who can handle that pretty well.
Right.
When it comes to jihad of the tongue and the pen, well, I don't think that we even know what we're dealing with. So what you want to do in dealing with anybody, I think, is to ask them how they really feel. Can we talk about this? And we want to know, we need to know. You can make up a list of 1,000 questions just by reading the Sirah and asking anybody, well, what do you think about when Muhammad staked this Jewish chieftain down on the ground and built a fire on his chest? Do you agree with that or not? Because what we're told is that everything that Muhammad did is right behavior for a Muslim. It's a perfect pattern. So want to do is we want to ask questions about anything about the doctrine and say, how do you feel about when Muhammad built the fire on the Jewish chieftain's chest? Do you think that's right or wrong? And so we want to ask them about, and I would recommend not asking anything really about the Quran. People always want to do that, but and you could ask questions about Quran, but I'm just saying that it's so easy just to ask questions about Muhammad. How do you feel about the fact that Muhammad married a 6-year-old and consummated the marriage at 9? Do you think that's a way to run a nation?
Wow. Now, those are very probing questions. Now, the thing is, in this century, in this day of we call at least reasonable sensitivities, even from people coming from these third world countries, they have to understand when they're coming to Europe or North America, these sensibilities are not going to mesh with North America. And they did a survey of not even just arrivals, but first and generation Muslims. 51% of all 9.7 million Muslims in America support Sharia law.
Now, of course.
Now explain what Sharia law is. And one of the things that I found really disturbing is even if you have doctors, lawyers, and engineers and people that are, quote, nice people, it's part of their culture and religion not to turn on other people, even if they know they're bad imams or they're bad people making pipe bombs in their garage to blow up at the local fish market. So people don't understand that it's a chameleon pseudo-religion. According to Walid Shabbat, who used to be a Palestinian terrorist, 86% of Islam in all of its forms, including Islamism, because there's three different groups. There's Islam, and then there's Islamism, but basically all Islam. There's no such thing as, quote, extreme Islam and moderate Islam.
No.
It's just Islam, okay?
Exactly.
And the thing is that all of them tolerate bad people, and they all consider us kafirs. It's part of their religion. And they believe in taqiyya and maruna, which means it's part of the religion to lie and deceive us and not treat us correctly. But when they become large enough majority, for example, most of the seven nations that are listed in the Book of Revelation were Christian cities, are all Muslim now or don't even exist.
This is true.
In Turkey. And people don't understand this. They think, well, Dr. Deagle, I don't want to believe your point. I think, well, you just have to read. I mean, what you've done also in your books, which is over in political Islam, you've taken the Quran and the Hadith, and you've actually put it in time sequence, because it was out of sequence putting the shorter scripture at a different point of time than the other ones. So it's confusing to the Muslim or non-Muslim reading it in Arabic, which, by the way, people have to understand, the Quran had multiple versions of it. It was written down, I think, 100 and some years after Muhammad was dead. And of what I'd heard from my sources, one of the major versions of it was written by a Jewish academic that was kept in a pit by the caliph of Babylon for a long period of time while he was writing and converting the oral tradition into whatever version that particular caliph wanted. So there's a lot of politics that went into it even after the death of Muhammad, and there were several different versions, which is why there's also two major divisions within Islam between Shia and Sunni. And this is very bizarre, and people don't understand it's a chameleon. That's why in some places it's okay. What percentage of, for example, Muslim countries believe in female genital mutilation? I mean, if you ask these simple questions of, do you agree with this, you're literally telling people that it's okay to mutilate the genitals of their American daughters in the United States, or honor killing. So if they wear tight jeans or put makeup on, you're going to kill them before they see their boyfriend. This is stuff that we don't want to have happening in our country, isn't it?
I think it's stuff that we need to do two things. We need to know it, and then we need to talk with Muslims here in America, the ones that are already here about, you know, I mean, and the way to do this is just say, you know, I read that Muhammad did kill 800 Jews in one day. How do you feel about that? Would you want to participate in that because Muhammad's the perfect Muslim? How does that make you feel? I think that we ought to do our own vetting of Muslims in our own country. But to do that, we have to know something about the doctrine, and you want to ask them points of the doctrine.
Right.
And do they want to follow that doctrine or not? For instance, we know that Aisha, Muhammad's favorite wife, had female circumcision. And by the way, circumcision, you're a doctor, is not really the word to use for that. It's genital mutilation, or clitorectomy is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's like going in into the male boys and cutting off their penis.
Anyway, we need to ask Muslims about this. Do they agree with this? For instance, something that we need to understand as a nation, do we as a nation want to allow female clitorectomies on children of 6 years old? Do we want to allow that? I don't even think that our nation could come to an agreement about that, Dr. Bill.
The only reason why they won't come to a conclusion, because the left, and I like changing the terms or names of things. And my son, who's an expert and speaks Arabic, and we were going over on Friday's shows talking about the ancient Aramaic, it turns out that when you say Allah Akbar, the actual Akbar, if you actually go back to ancient Aramaic, it means rats. So I like to refer to our current party that's opposition of Donald Trump as demon rats. and I call the Republicans that are on the other side, they're also toward globalism and craziness, I call them, republic crap. Because neither one are actually getting it. That's why he's, in a sense, destroyed both parties, because he's a pragmatist. When he got security clearance and saw all these reports, which I'm sure the man is not stupid, because he's doing international business for years and he's his own private security force and level 3 body armor, he became even more aware of the extreme danger to America of policies like Hillary Clinton, and said, look, privately we can't vet these people, but she says publicly we're going to let 550% more even than Obama, who basically even he did a couple couple of things, including DHS labeling these seven nations as dangerous because terror training camps are in them. They might say, well, they haven't done any danger to America yet. I'm thinking, are you kidding? We're probably doing enough things to actually stop some of them, but they're terror training so they can come here and cause catastrophes in Europe and America and Canada. And of course, we have a Canadian prime minister who's a total flake. This guy should continue snowboarding and not be prime minister of Canada.
The prime minister of Canada compared to Obama, Obama makes him look like a weenie.
Yeah.
Trudeau.
Yeah, yeah.
Trudeau is, by the way, I have Canadian friends who say that Trudeau seems to be, have one point in common with Obama. He seems to be a Muslim in every way, but actually taking the Shahada down at the mosque.
Well, he's actually gone to the ceremonial things at the mosque, and I don't know if he's actually recited the prayer, because all you have to do is recite the prayer in the mosque, and boom, you're a Muslim.
It's real easy.
Yeah, it's easy sneezy.
You need to be warned before you do this. The door swings easy going in, but it don't open going out.
Right. And by the way, this is another question you raise in your things. Can you leave Islam and become a Christian or a Jew or just become an agnostic? Not. Well, see,
that's a very reasonable question, don't you think?
Yeah.
And would that even be embarrassing?
Right. And the problem is, you see, that when you ask these questions, and I hear these activist judges like this guy Barton, and this guy looks like a bleeding heart maniac. You know, how dare he suggest that this is a religion when, in fact, they put the religion I call real eyes going on, when like you know, Walid Shabbat, it's a mind control system called a religion. It's not even really typically a religion like, you know, even shamanism or Catholicism or Protestantism. There's a lot more to it that is total control of every aspect of your life, your day, even what times you eat and when you pray. It's a full melding of the geopolitical, the personal, the dietary, and everything, including even surgical manipulation. And one of the things that I remember talking to someone here a couple of years ago was that having sex with young boys before their time of puberty is not considered gay sex. So
no,
in many
not.
Countries like Afghanistan, it's standard practice to have anal sex with boys before puberty, and it's not considered gay. And it's a standard thing that's like done by a very, whether it's a large minority or majority, it's obscenely present everywhere. And they don't consider it gay at all, which is damn weird.
Can I tell you about what homosexuality means in Islam?
What?
Homosexuality, having anal intercourse is not homosexuality.
Right.
Homosexuality is when you love the person you're doing it with.
Wow.
Because otherwise it's just an expression of your manly dominance. But when you really care, that is, if you're not just doing a biological fluid ejection, then if you really care with any kind of passion, that's where the trouble comes in.
Uh-oh.
Because, Dr. Bill, think about this. Let's say that we take the childhood you experienced and you saw no women except those in your own house,
right,
including their face.
Right.
Now, I'm 76 years old now, but believe it or not, I used to be young. When I was young, and particularly my early teenage years, man, everything about women was fascinating to me.
Right.
And so, but imagine that you have no one to even be fascinated with. You have all this testosterone pumping around. What are you going to do about it? Well, there's other guys.
Wow. And then, of course, if your wife doesn't have any sexual pleasure from submitting, I remember a statement by one of my Lebanese uncles, and they said, you know, because he was a Christian Maronite, and he said, you know what the Arab and the Druze consider women? And I said, I don't know. And he says, well, it's like this: man, camel, goat, sheep, woman.
Oh!
I thought, you know, remember, these are Christian Maronites, which, by the way, you'll also find out that the Christians run most of the business in the Middle East, including Egypt. And then if it's Muslim, or they are horrifying and untrustworthy at business, so they very rarely succeed. So as a result, even, for example, Saddam Hussein's minister of finance was a Christian within the nation. They didn't trust Muslims because they don't trust each other. And they certainly don't trust the other sect. For example, they hate, Sunni hates Shiite Islam more than they hate Jews or Christians.
Actually, this is true. And you know who's the most, if you're a Muslim, do you know who's the most apt to kill you?
Another Muslim.
How did you know that? Did you look in the back of the book?
Yeah. Well, isn't, I mean, that, yeah, it's like, you know, if you're a Chicago black involved with a drug crime, who's most likely to kill you? He's probably got a black skin. He's also involved with drug crime and got a gun. Illegal gun, almost always.
This is all true. Well, for that matter, those who are, and just as a general life rule, if I'm found dead in the kitchen, do you know who the first person they're going to talk to, the cops? My wife.
Right.
Because that's the person most apt to hurt us, is the one who's closest to it.
Right. Now, when they're inviting these millions into Germany, and you can see this one, this so-called pretend bleeding heart, Merkel, what do you think her motivation is? Because the cover that I've heard is she pretends that she's the daughter of an East German pastor. This is not kind to bring in a million unvetted people where a good percentage of them are murderers, rapists, etc. It's not kind to bring in them into Sweden where there's one of their favorite malls in Stockholm is now totally under the control of a bunch of thugs in their teens and early 20s, and they're no-go zones. You can't go to that mall anymore because these thugs control it.
You know, I cannot tell what Merkel's motivation is. And if, and no, I go to Europe twice a year, and in Central Europe. And in Central Europe, they're like, Merkel doesn't make any sense to any of them.
Right.
And you know what's interesting?
Yep.
There's different kinds of intelligence. The woman has a doctorate in chemistry, I'm told. So she's got some IQ points, but you've seen this too many times in your own life where someone who is can ace some academic material but doesn't seem to have enough common sense to go through the day.
Well, I understand it. It's what's called the dimensionality of intellect. She has a unidimensional intellect which she can absorb and regurgitate into equations, but she can't absorb into a full overall gestalt the nature of reality. Or if you challenge her, she's like Obama. He's such a rationalist, and that his whole viewpoint is, my viewpoint's correct even if you show me evidence that it's not. So, for example, if you tell him his policies are actually not working, like his line in the sand against Russia, or his policies of, you know, regime change and killing Saddam Hussein, because one of the statements that Donald Trump made to Bill O'Reilly is about how Putin is a killer, he said, well, you think that we're lily white? And then he pointed out the fact that both, you know, Obama and Hillary Clinton killed Muammar Gaddafi, and there was no justification, by the way. He had submitted to everything that we wanted him to do.
You know, one of the things I think we've learned through 16 years of bad mistakes in foreign policy in the Middle East is a tyrant is better than the Muslim Brotherhood in Sharia. Look, you just mentioned that Tariq Aziz was Saddam Hussein's, I think, foreign minister, and he was
right.
A Christian.
Right.
A tyrant, Mubarak, was better to Christians than the Muslim Brotherhood current when it came into power.
Right.
So if you have a tyrant, leave him alone.
Well, you see, this is what Trump is going to do. He doesn't want to do regime change, especially in a country where there's three major factors. Firstly, you've got Islam. Secondly, you have a high percentage of the monoamine oxidase gene, and the packaging of tryptophan genes that may cause a percentage of the people to have particularly extreme violent behavior, which you need a super religion that's extremely controlling, like Islam, to control these maniacs. There's a high percentage of it in the population.
Well, now you've addressed an issue I'm not aware of.
Well, we went over with my son over many weeks, and we did a lot of research on it. So what we have is a situation, and the third factor is they've always existed with strong men like Saddam Hussein. So how are you going to do regime change when they don't even know what democracy is and it's completely anathema to Islam? Democracy and Islam don't mix.
Very not.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You can only do half hour at a time because you're so in demand. But I want them to visit your website.
Yeah, pretty soon I'm going to start charging you. I'll be sending you a bill.
Well, you can do that. And because my name is Bill and so is yours, I'll send you a bill back.
Okay.
Actually, I should do some video for you to get promotion because we get massive amounts of hits. Because I want to get your information out because it's the mindset of asking the right set of questions, not just for Muslims, but for anybody coming here, whether it's MS-13 from Central America or Russian mob that want to come here or Yugoslavians under George Soros because he's the drug king over in Europe and uses the platform of Yugoslavia for his main Central European transfer of drugs, or Poroshenko, who's not only the chocolate king, but he's a prostitution and drug king in Kiev. We have to understand that Ukrainians coming here need to be vetted as well, so they're not part of Poroshenko's game. So
to some degree, I agree with you that everyone needs to be vetted because, look, I don't mind people coming here and being good citizens.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. I do have people who come here and set up in the hospital to get the disease they brought with them cured, and then getting on welfare. I mean, look, my ancestors came here a long time ago.
Right.
And before there was welfare, before there was anything, you buckled down and started to work.
Right.
So I'm all for more good citizens.
Yeah, and I also am very concerned about some of the philosophies of some of the crazy countries in Europe, and they're experimenting with things that are there we call terminal. For example, in Norway, I think they're talking about the idea of having a minimum income, so they're not going to give welfare, they're just going to send everybody a check. So if you just want to sit in your butt and watch television or go on your Peloton and just cycle all day, you can do it. The problem, I think, is that they don't understand that innovation, hard work, and working for the state, and if you do have free time and you're retired, you still have to be useful or you're going to die. But the idea of leaving people have idle time so that they can kind of turn their idleness into revolution. Or what the Europeans have done is they've allowed so many people to come there, chunks of France that are now no-go zones, that are ghettos, and they multi-generation ghettoized people, young people, that are basically third-class citizens that are never going to have a future in France. Many of them have never even learned English. They're still speaking Muslim tongues, even though they've been there generations. It's craziness.
Well, the same is true of the Turks in Germany. I think out of the Turks in Germany, and they were the first ones to start to come to Germany,
yeah,
somewhere like only 20% of them have jobs. See, that's what I don't understand with someone like Merkel. It's like, hello, girl. Look, you've only got so much money. And if you bring in 10 people and only two of them work, who's going to support the other eight? Because the rule is they all have to be supported.
You got to understand where their long-term goal is, though. And this is where it gets into bizarre and speculation. But the long-term goal is the Georgia Guidestones, the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and the World Watch Institute, which is massive population reduction, the replacement of much of the lower classes of the human race with a drone class of asexual drones, or like the United Nations has designated 34 designations for sexual orientation. And here in California, they even pay for sex changes of kids that are 5 and 6 and 7 years of age, so they get surgically altered and hormonally treated by their crazy, dumbass parents and teachers and so on. And they're teaching schools alternative lifestyle and sexual orientation to grammar school kids before they even know they're a girl or a boy. And part of this experiment is to actually get rid of much of the human race, to replace them with, you know, what I call a subclass of asexual or confused sexual drones, and then give life extension and cybernetic enhancement to the upper classes, like the movie Gattaca, and rewild much of the world. And people say, no, they wouldn't do that. I say, well, you have to read their own books. It's like one of the things, like when you read the Quran and the Hadith, you say, this is what they actually say.
You know, you've touched on something there. I was raised in a fundamentalist church. So therefore, when I started reading the Quran, I said, this is what they believe. My liberal friends go, oh, they don't believe that. They don't believe this.
They haven't read it.
They do.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? You've also pointed out on this show that many of the Muslims, like the guy with the beard in the UK you met, he hadn't read it, but he called himself a Muslim. Thank you, Bill. We'll get you back on the program, and we'll try to do some videos whenever you're available. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're going to try to see if we can get a hold of Gary Richard Arnold or one of my buddies. Jerry McLaughlin runs Special Guest. Jerry, of course, is a movie producer, producing Christian movies. He also handles a huge number of different guests from all over America and around the world, including Israel and elsewhere that I've had on the show over the years. And we'll see if we can get either of these gentlemen to kind of bring in some issues. I just want to touch on some things. We're going to hear from this Ninth Circuit Court, two Democrat and one Republican judge. It's my guess it's probably going to not be good, but these people, of course, are self-destructive. They like to be embarrassed by having their things overturned. And it's interesting that the Boston judge made statements and made it very plain that this is in the statute 1182, that the president had the full right to do what he did. The rollout was probably sloppy because people with green cards should have been able to get in. And number two, they should have concentrated more on vetting not just Muslims but non-Muslims with a list of non-accusatory questions that would determine where their mindset is and where their intentions are, and combining it with metadata of their previous financial transactions, social networking uploads to Twitter and Facebook, etc., and their bank account analysis indicating if they've deposited money in accounts that are well known by FBI, Homeland Security, and the NSA that these are bad accounts of bad people here and overseas that are actually involved with terrorism anywhere in the world. So, you know, to me, metadata and extreme vetting should include also vetting their genetics to indicate if they're a higher risk of violent behavior, as we mentioned the monoamine oxidase genes and the genes for packaging tryptophan. These are real simple tests that can be done. So let me just kind of get into some of the latest news. And, of course, every day I'm doing now an update of the program on the program content. Also, our specials are special on. I talked to Michelle. I think she's going to start the sale. Actually, will be starting a little differently than we initially talked. It's probably going to start this weekend, which will be right after the Friday show on Saturday, Sunday, right through to midnight on Wednesday, which is my birthday. I was born 5 minutes after midnight, the 15th, in Providence Hospital, Wayne County, Detroit, Michigan. Gary, it's good to get you back. For the last half hour, I've had Bill Warner on talking about his list of 92 questions for Muslims. But we can think of the situation right now. We're waiting for the appeals court in the Ninth Circuit to actually respond to the challenge by the Trump administration. They're having trouble getting their whole cabinet together, and the rollout didn't kind of do an exclusion of people that already had green cards, which should have allowed them to come through. And by the way, this is a temporary ban because these seven nations were nations that so-called didn't have, quote, any historical terrorism, but they are all terrorist training camps. It didn't include all Muslims, and one of the things I found kind of bizarre about this whole scheme is the list of questions that they were doing in extreme vetting, which I'm sure that they did under Obama. That template was used by seven nations now, including Canada and Mexico. And I'd like to know what the list of questions is. I don't know. Do you know what it is, or can you find it? Because it should include not only Muslims, but people like from MS-13 from Central America, Russian mobsters, people from Colombia, people from anywhere. The plan to do us harm, like from Yugoslavia, where the drug trade in Central Europe under George Soros is centered. There's a whole lot of stuff that needs to be done to make our nation safe. And it's not just against, quote, Islam, which is a big problem. It's against all kinds of other people that potentially could be our bad neighbor. What do you think is going to happen with the Ninth Circuit Court? And do you think it will bump up either to this 8-4x4 Supreme Court, or do you think they'll use a nuclear option and shove through Gorsuch so they can sit in the next month or so and actually deal with this? Because, honestly, the Democrats are losing it, aren't they? They are really going over the edge completely, even putting magazines out with the crosshairs on Trump's head. 1,200 Twitter hits to say just they're planning for assassinations. Open statements by Ashley Judd and Madonna, these ugly, vicious, maniac women that need to be jailed. And they need to be silenced. This needs to happen. And if they want pushback, they're going to get it, because we're going to start demanding that something be done to silence people calling for the assassination of our president. This is not okay. We are indeed. Tell me what you think about the outcome of the Ninth Circuit Court. What do you think is going to happen? Because you have a lot of geopolitical knowledge of California and across the country. How far will this go? Because right.
It's people in the streets. It's reflecting the appointees that have been appointed as cabinet and foreign office and all those places, from the members of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Right.
Whose seventh letter that came out after they were founded was to create a world government. So
right.
They have most of their people and their propaganda in place. Unfortunately for them, people are waking up. It's going to be a very slippery and dicey couple of months for us. they're not sure which trigger they're going to pull, I believe. And some of the, you know, sometimes a battle turns out minutia when you look at the total war itself. But
let me throw in a few cards. You know, we're talking about the deck here. The cards I think the globalists are going to throw out, number one is this meeting that Hannity talked about, where they had a private meeting, I think, of 100 billionaires and very rich people. And he's got the list there. You talked about it last night when I was watching the show. Filing lawsuits against Trump, obstructing him with activist judges, and even actions to try to start impeachment. You know, I don't know what grounds they're going to try to use, but it's craziness. I think also the attempted assassinations. It's my guess that once the cabinets are arranged, once the sub-cabinet has been appointed, once they clear out all the people that are leaking information, including speeches, etc., that are, let's say, Obama plants inside the government, my guess is that the big card they're going to pull out is the war card and the financial collapse card. The euro and the European economy is probably going to collapse by the summer, early fall. You're probably going to see a major war conflict happen. I don't see, for example, the pullback of all these tanks that were put there by Obama in November. To me, it's craziness that we have them shooting artillery shells across the Polish-Russian border, kind of in warning shots to Russia, and then the statement by the new appointee to the United Nations threatening Russia that if they don't withdraw from Crimea and eastern Ukraine, when in fact even Angela Merkel has had people in her government recommending that they actually have elections in eastern Ukraine so they can have a closer relationship with Russia and break away from western Ukraine, with Russian troops even monitoring the elections. This is the Germans. So, Trump is kind of like stumbling into this situation, which concerns me. That letting
what Trump needs to do right now is to find people inside the Attorney General's office and State Departments and various places that will act on his orders now to arrest.
Well, let me give him my advice. The first thing that should have happened, and I saw this last night on the show, they should have
Robert Wright. I mean, these people have stood in the public arena and encouraged for violence. Leon Panetta had been sending all that material to communist espionage agents. That guy could be thrown in the clink tomorrow.
Right, but let me finish here first. What should have happened? With a roller to this, number one, the green card people should have done, and we should have concentrated more on vetting. But every single district in the country should have had their lawyers and their state attorneys general and all these other districts should have filed parallel suits which would have countered the Ninth Circuit District. And that would have put a stop to this idea of a national ban being preempted. The fact is, if terrorists come in here, what are the Democrats going to do if something really bad happens and we can put the blood on their hands? What are they going to do if the circuit judge and these other people are not punished or removed from the bench? They should be. I mean, Trump needs to start doing some, I call judgectomies. This is not normal to have judges act as activists thinking, I'm not elected, but I'm going to determine policy, even counteracting presidential edicts and actual laws passed by Congress. It's not okay.
So many of those are bought and paid for, and they've been positioned. I think he should use the sheriffs that he can to go ahead and act against the traitors in the community. The ACLU, of course, there's plenty of information there that they can be caught by either a state attorney general or a local sheriff.
Right.
The collusion, the outside money, the Chinese money, red Chinese money is being intermingled with Soros and domestic foundations.
Well, that's why the Hollywood is up for sale, because the communist Chinese are not our buddies. I mean, they may be coming in here, Ma smirking and smiling from Alibaba. But remember, he's not a friendlier version of Joseph Bezos. Okay?
Exactly. Well, again, between the Republicans and the Democrats, you look back at the Bushes and their connection with China, and the fact that George Bush's uncle was the Chamber of Commerce for the American Chinese Chamber of Commerce. So these guys are a link. They never wanted the United States to survive. W.H. Bush, when he was ambassador to the United Nations, was pushing a thing called Mundialization, which is basically Agenda 21.
Right.
The city of Richmond, Ohio, joined it. They flew the UN flag, and they gave part of their annual budget to the United Nations. It's exactly what is in almost every town in America right now under ICLEI. These are foreign powers.
Now, by the way, ICLEI is something that you need to talk about more, because Through ICLEI, we have actually deeded all of our underground mineral and water aquifer resources to the UN. Did you know that all the undercontinental, including every nation on Earth, the last one was Yugoslavia? In fact, their president of Yugoslavia, before we broke it up, was actually one of the last leaders to fight against the UN and ICLEI. And now all the under-oceanic resources, including methane hydrate balls at the bottom of the ocean, 3,000 times more than all the proven oil, energy, and coal resources on the planet, and all the mineral resources under the oceans, which is why Obama tried to actually pass a law banning all oil and oceanic rare exploration completely by American companies. I mean, this is really crazy stuff that people don't grasp, do they?
We saw in Berkeley, they were carrying a banner streetwide says this is war. And in war, you can't expect to resolve things in a court of law. When they declare war on you, you've got to take protections. It is their declaration. It is Robert Reich's declaration and lies and attempts to create violence by condoning the throwing of Molotov cocktails, and 149 of the arrestees being let loose with clubs and Molotov cocktails and the rest. This is war. Unfortunately, Mao Zedong is right. The power comes out of a barrel of a gun. Everybody needs to have backup, and they need to see who is orchestrating this takedown of the United States. It's happening now.
But does the left really realize just how many of us on the right and how innovative and how much we're armed to the teeth? Do they understand that if they really pick a fight with us, we're going to stomp on them so hard they're going to be squashed down to a millimeter? Do they not understand that?
I think the crazies that are orchestrating the world government have had it their way so long and have had so much luxury. They just intend the left and the right to dissipate and undo themselves.
That's not going to happen anymore. The Rust Belt states.
What people have to do is look at the funders and look on top and who's directing and point out what few places where they are, show where we do have common cause with people that are upset with monopoly international governments or tax-supported monopolies and things like that. There's a big distinction between the monopoly and free enterprise. So,
but all of these converge in terms of a dark future. And I have interesting discussions over a number of years with Dr. Ron Klatz, who's the founder of A4M, American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. We've got, I think almost approaching a million health professionals worldwide in virtually every country on Earth. And most of the major researchers in life extension technology, stem cell therapy, and others. And what people don't understand, there's a great battle by the healthcare systems and the governments against life extension and so on. They don't want to have a majority of the population healthy and over 100. And getting
they use you like an animal. They use you till you're starting to weaken, and they don't want to. Like George Bernard Shaw says in that YouTube clip, if you're not deemed worthy enough to take care of yourself and feed yourself, then you're no longer useful. We're going to execute you in a kindly manner, and that's their
philosophy. Or a passive manner by giving you a crap for healthcare. For example, the current healthcare system is an obscenity. I call it pre-embalming care, where they just give you polypharmacy, and if you're non-compliant, if you've got piss poor protoplasm, or they don't know your genetics, your toxicology, or your stealth pathogens present, or the environmental challenges of destroying your health or nutritional deficiencies, they don't care a crap whether or not it destroys or kills you or makes you die earlier. The healthcare system wants to profit off you before you die. They want to make sure there's not a majority of the population in, say, 4 or 5 decades of 100-year-olds that can beat their great-grandchildren in chess and can outrun 40 or 30 or 20-year-olds in a race. They don't want to see 100-year-olds.
California has what they call a Department of Human Resources. They're calling the people a resource for the state, and that's exactly how they see people. That's why they want to have preschool and get the child away from the parent as soon as they can so that they can use them in their engine, like Metropolis, and once they get a little sickly or aren't carrying their burden, then they're off in a kindly manner, a la George Bernard Shaw and the Fabian Socialist. But this is it. This is what we're looking at. And the Bill Gates and the Soros and the Leon Panettas and those guys could be arrested today. I believe there's plenty of grounds in order to throw them in the tank. I mean, these guys have been traitors to the United States and violating the Constitution, and their only loyalty is to their global government. And
traitors to humanity, too.
fly around the world making the greatest, you know, carbon imprint in the world, and it's so hypocritical. I mean, the very progressives, one of the big ones was the Institute for Policy Studies. It was founded by an aide to John J. McCloy of the World Bank and McGeorge Bundy of Skull and Bones, whose brother was in the CIA. But the Institute for Policy Studies is active today. It had the congressman through world law or something like that, another offshoot of it, of which Leon Panetta and a lot of other congressmen were. These people hate America. They've been building this United Nations and moving forces over to NATO and around the world. And the American troops that do go overseas to do battle, they come back and they are... they're dusted either with Agent Orange or they're coming back with so-called toxic dust, which we
And by the way, toxic dust like depleted uranium. And when I offered to test them or even to detox them, I was threatened by my boss, Major Schwinder, "You'll be fired or worse." I said, "What worse?" And I said, "Dead. I know where you sleep." I said, "Don't threaten me or you."
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round, and for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo and so much.
Come back. Someone emailed me just a moment ago. They wanted to know the spelling of ICLEI. That's L-C-L-I-E. ICLEI basically is a tie-in with the United Nations. And they're tied in with the environmental movement to actually take over property rights to underground mineral resources and aquifers. They're tied to control of communities and the rewilding of population centers. They're tied with Agenda 2030 and Agenda 21 previously, which is literally to move people to hyper-compressed cities. For example, The Resilient Cities Project met with dozens of times with Obama in the White House over 8 years. And people need to know what resilient cities means. It means that they want, and believe it or not, this is, I think, by the late 1920s, which is less than, you know, 12 years away, that they will have 12 super compact cities of roughly 5 million people, which means if you actually see their population projections, and believe it or not, the website that they had was a kind of a play on my name, which is Deagle, DEAGEL.com, which shows a military site, but it actually connects to the Resilient Cities Projects that wants to reduce the population of America from 334 million to 65 million by the late 1920s. That's scary.
Let me repeat that spelling for you. I gave you a bum steer there. It's ICLIE. I think I said ECLIE.
ICLIE. ICLIE. Now, ICLIE.
Right.
Now,
I've got in front of me. It's Jeb Brugman. Served on the ICLEI Board of Directors. He continues a 25-year career in the municipal and urban sectors. He has worked intensively with the private sector of major international corporations. So that's what it's all about.
ICLEI actually is a...
Number 21, endorsed by 178 countries in 1992 and engaged by 10,000 communities in 115 countries. So it's not local. It's a foreign entity that's designed to control you. It says, Philip Jessup, Jr. co-founded ICLEI's City of Climate Protection Campaign. Now, Philip Jessup, Jr., his father was a Marxist. His father was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was a member of a secret communist apparatus, and he recommended 30 individuals that were identified as communists from the Institute of Pacific Relations, which was funded by the Rockefeller family. So you tie it back to the communists and the international control and the Rockefellers and... I think it was McCarthy going after four of these guys.
Yeah. Let me give you the spelling and the website, the one that they formed for the U.S., but there's international. It's ICLEI, Local Government for Sustainability, Resilient Cities as part of their project. And you have to understand what Resilient Cities means, ICLEI. They want to reduce the population of America within 13 years to 65 million or 324 million. Now, they're either going to leave the United States, they're going to die, or be blown to bits with a nuclear war, but they plan, and you actually see the places where they plan them, they're all in the center of the continent, these super compact cities, with the average apartment size about 350 square feet per person, what's called like these tiny, we call houses they talk about on some of these travel channels. It's really crazy. It's like being in a giant hive in these super compact cities they call sustainable cities. And they don't have any towns across the central United States. They don't exist anymore. ICLEI wants to get rid of all of them. Isn't that crazy? Look at the website, ICLEI, ICLEIUSA.org. Look at their programs. If you don't believe me, read and weep and pray. ICLEI, ICLEIUSA.org is the website for the United States. What do you think of... We got to get you back on the program regularly, Gary Richard Arnold. And you have a couple of really good websites as well. The Muckraker, MUCKRAKER.net, news-expose.org. I'll give you a call, Gary. We'll get you rescheduled for another visit. Talk about ICLEI and much more.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.